这里就是当时发生凶案的那条走廊。
This is the hallway where the crime took place.
根据新闻报道，
According to news reports,
两名死者是在4223房间遇害的。
Two of the deceased were found murdered in room 423.
我们来找一下。422-422-1-424.
Let's find 42,224,220.422424224.
这个就是4223。
This is 4223.
但是因为发生凶案之后，
However, after the crime occurred,
我们看酒店把它废弃了。
We see that the hotel has been abandoned.
这个门上还有一些斑驳的一些痕迹。
There are some mottled marks on the door.
当时新闻画面中，
In the news footage at the time,
其中一位死者满身是血的。
One of the victims was covered in blood.
在这里的地上爬出来求救。
Come out of the ground and ask for help.
但是我们看地板已经被酒店方清洗的。
However, we see that the floor has been cleaned by the hotel staff.
非常干净。
Very clean.
戴奥尔·邓肯。
Taylor Duncan.
我现位于印度尼西亚巴厘岛金巴莱的洲际度假酒店。
I am currently staying at the Intercontinental Bali Resort in Jimbaran, Bali, Indonesia.
本案男性死者李某
The deceased male, Mr. Lai,
25岁
25 years old.
中国广西桂林平乐人
Chinese, Guangxi Province, Guilin City, Pinglu.
女性死者程某
The deceased Ms. Chen was a woman.
22岁
22 years old.
中国江西九江人，生前是南昌某工学院的学生。
The person was a student at an engineering college in Nanchang before their death.
尚未毕业。
Not yet graduated.
两个人是情侣关系。
Two people are in a romantic relationship.
已经相恋两三年了。
We have been dating for 2 years.
据悉
According to reports,
二人的感情非常稳定。
Their relationship is very stable.
根据社交媒体上流出的照片
According to photos leaked on social media,
小程是一位非常美丽的姑娘。
Viro Chang is a very beautiful girl.
2023年4月23日
April 23, 2023,
中国驻印度尼西亚登巴萨总领馆发文提醒五一假期赴巴厘岛旅游的中国公民注意安全。
The Chinese Embassy in Jakarta, Indonesia, issued a statement reminding Chinese citizens traveling to Bali for the May Day holiday to pay attention to safety.
而与此同时
At the same time,
两名遇害者坐飞机来到巴厘岛度假。
Two victims arrived in Bali on a flight for vacation.
2023年4月30日夜晚8:06
April 30, 2023, at 8:06 p.m.
女性受害者小程独自来到这家酒店办理入住。
The female victim, Zairo Chang, arrived at the hotel alone to check in.
住进了4223房间。
I checked into room 4223.
几小时后
A few hours later,
5月1日0:17
May 1st at 0:17 a.m.
男朋友李某坐出租车到达酒店大堂。
Boyfriend Lai arrived at the hotel lobby by taxi.
同小城会合，二人一起进入了房间。
The two of them met up in the same town and entered the room together.
零点五十分。
0:50.
李某短暂地离开房间，似乎迷路了。
The person named Lai seemed to have gotten lost when they briefly left the room.
在4222房间门前盘旋了一下。
I circled around the door of room 4222.
随后回到了自己的房间。
Then returned to his own room.
紧接着
Subsequently,
他们用电话向前台订购了食物。
They ordered food over the phone to the front desk.
凌晨1:17.
1:17 a.m.
酒店服务员进入到房间。
The hotel waiter entered the room.
中给二人送餐。
Deliver food to two people.
短暂停留后。
After a brief pause.
离开。几小时后。
After a few hours.
清晨6:43，附近4228房间的客人突然听到走廊外有呻吟和求救的声音。
Around 6:43 a.m., a guest in room 4228 suddenly heard groaning and cries for help coming from the hallway.
于是用电话通知酒店前台，大堂经理。
And I called the hotel's front desk manager via phone.
以为是有客人突发疾病。
I thought there was a sudden illness of the guest.
便指派服务员推着轮椅前去查看情况。
Then a waiter was assigned to push the wheelchair and check the situation.
恐怖的一幕出现了，服务员。
A terrifying scene appeared. The waiter.
看见一名男子全身赤裸。
I saw a naked man.
浑身是血。
Covered in blood.
四肢着地。
On all fours.
在走廊地板上爬。
Crawling on the floor of the corridor.
爬行。
Okay.
不断呻吟。
Moaning continuously.
求救，挣扎。
Help, struggling.
没多久就失血过多。
It was not long before I lost too much blood.
死在了走廊上。
Died in the hallway.
随后
Subsequently,
酒店员工进入房间。
Hotel staff entered the room.
发现了另一名死者小程。
Found another deceased, Zyra Cheng.
同样啊。
Same.
浑身赤裸，死在了浴缸之中。
Died naked in the bathtub.
浴缸周围杂乱不堪。
The bathtub is surrounded by clutter.
甚至还有许多迸溅的血迹。
There are also many splashes of blood.
酒店方立刻报警。
The hotel immediately called the police.
接下来是尸检结果。
Next is the autopsy report.
根据印尼巴厘岛警方公布的调查报告显示，
According to the investigation report released by the Indonesian police in Bali,
死在走廊外的男性死者李某
The deceased Mr. Lai who died in the hallway outside,
他的身体两侧均有开放性伤口
His body had open wounds on both sides,
背部也有几处伤口
There are several wounds on the back,
是房间内打碎的啤酒瓶造成的。
It was caused by broken beer bottles in the room.
左右手也有割伤。
Both hands were cut.
还有几处小擦伤。
There are a few minor scratches.
法医初步认为
Preliminary forensic investigation suggests that
自残或受到他人的攻击啊。
Self-harm or being attacked by others
都有可能
Both are possible
而浴缸中的女性死者小程
And the female victim, Zyra Cheng, who was found in the bathtub
她的身体啊，没有开放性伤口
His body had no open wound
但是右手、右膝
But right knee
右额头都有淤伤
There are bruises on both sides of the forehead
嘴巴和鼻腔里往外冒白泡
White foam coming out of the mouth and nose
脖子上环绕着很深的一圈淤青
There are deep bruises around the neck
很显然生前遭遇了殴打、溺水
It is obvious that he was subjected to physical abuse and drowning.
勒颈等虐待。
Police abuse.
许多人相信是二位青年在异国。
Many people believe that two young men are abroad.
他乡遭遇了歹人的凶残虐杀。
He encountered a brutal and violent murder by villains in a foreign land.
正当无数人期待巴厘岛警方能够尽快查明案情
While countless people were eagerly awaiting the Bali police to quickly investigate the case
将凶手绳之以法之时
When the culprit is brought to justice
案发第十六天
On the 16th day after the incident
2023年5月16日
May 16, 2023.
当地警方召开新闻发布会。
Local police held a press conference.
表示。
It indicates that.
通过对证人、闭路电。
Through the closed circuit.
电视和法医调查结果的汇总得出的结论是。
The conclusion reached by the summary of television and forensic investigation results is
这起事件并无第三人参与
This incident involved no third party
是李某先将女友小程杀害
Lai did it first, he killed his girlfriend, Zairo Chen
随后用破碎的啤酒瓶刺伤自己的颈部等身体多处部位自杀而亡
Subsequently, he stabbed himself in the neck and other parts of his body with broken beer bottles, resulting in death
警方还表示
The police also stated that
情侣二人之前在另一家旅馆住宿期间就曾发生争执
The couple had already argued during their previous stay at another hotel.
李某左手还因此受伤。
Bai was left with a left hand injury.
警方认为
Police believe that
案发当夜
On the night of the incident
小程独自一人来酒店开房
A young woman came to the hotel alone.
随后
Subsequently
李某追至酒店
Mr. Lai chased after the hotel
就是因为二人不久前刚刚爆发激烈冲突
This is because the two had just recently engaged in a heated conflict
警方声称
Police claim
在酒店房间内并未发现有可疑的第三人的痕迹
There were no suspicious signs of a third person in the hotel room.
所以整起事件都是情侣二人。
Therefore, the whole incident was between a couple.
所谓结论一出。
Once the conclusion is reached,
舆论哗然。
Public opinion is shocked.
绝大多数人都不能接受这个调查结果。
Most people cannot accept this result.
许多人不禁要问了。
Many people are wondering.
如果李某在浴缸中殴打并掐死小程。
If Lai assaulted and killed Zairo Chen in the bathtub.
随后又用打碎的啤酒瓶朝自己身上连续猛刺多下试图自杀。
Subsequently, he used broken beer bottles to repeatedly stab himself on the body in an attempt at suicide.
那么第一
First,
他为什么又要满身是血的
Why is he covered in blood again?
爬到走廊外呻吟求救
Crying and calling for help outside the hallway.
也许啊，是因为疼痛或者自杀一半后悔了。
Maybe it's because of pain or suicide, and then regretted.
这也是有可能的。
This is also possible.
可人们又要问了。
People are asking again.
那背后那些刺伤是哪儿来的？
Where did those stabbings come from?
一个人用锐器自杀。
A person committed suicide by cutting themselves with a sharp object.
难道还能闲得？
Can't be idle.
没事。
Okay.
朝自己后背连刺数下。
Stab yourself in the back several times.
这不成了传说中的背后身中十枪自杀而亡了吗？
Is this not the legendary story of someone who died by suicide after being shot 10 times in the back?
还有非常重要的一点。
There is also a very important point.
跟大家说啊。
I want to tell everyone.
李某非常有钱。
Mr. Li is very rich.
年纪轻轻。
And?
就有好几辆豪车。
There are several luxury cars.
他真的会一时冲动。
He really has a tendency to act impulsively.
结束自己的生命吗？
And your life.
李某的问题啊。
The problem with Li.
咱们一会儿再说。
Let's talk later.
现在啊，我们先将警方的结论搁到一边。
Okay, let's put the police findings aside for now.
假设本案存在第三人。
Assuming there is a third party involved in this case.
甚至多人团伙作案。
Even multiple gang members are involved.
我带大家了解一下我走访到的酒店的安全情况。
I'd like to share with you the security situation I observed during my visit.
看看存不存在外人潜入作案的可能。
Investigate the possibility of outsiders infiltrating and committing crimes.
首先是酒店房间内的情况。
First, the situation inside the hotel room.
这里有一个阳台。
Here is a balcony.
当然平时入住的时候。
Of course, when checking in normally.
这里是锁着的。
It's locked.
刚才打开了啊。
I just opened it.
平时是外人进不来的。
Normally, it's not possible for outsiders to enter.
但是你这个如果没锁的话。
But if this one isn't locked,
这个小阳台是可以直接出来的。
This small balcony can be directly accessed.
出来的话
，If so，
大家看这边，外人其实还是很容易翻上来的。
Everyone, look over here. Outsiders can actually get in pretty easily.
翻进来。
Come in.
如果这个门没关的话
，If the door wasn't closed.
外人就可以直接进入到房间之中。
Strangers can directly enter the room.
所以这个门是必须要锁好的。
Therefore, this door must be locked.
我们现在趁着白天来到4223房间的外面看一下。
Come out and take a look at the outside of room 4223 while you're still awake.
大家看二楼。
Look at the second floor.
这个没有挂窗帘的。
This one doesn't have any curtains.
就是发生凶案的。
It's happening.
4223房间。从这儿看的话。
From this vantage point, the room 4223 can be seen. Well,
大家觉得一个外人。能从这里翻到二楼翻进去吗？
Do you think someone from outside can climb up to the second floor? La 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 la.
我觉得普通人还是困难一点的。
I think it's a bit difficult for ordinary people.
没有太多能攀爬的地方。
There are not many places to climb.
这个酒店啊，虽然有些老了。
This hotel is a bit old.
但本身还是非常豪华的。
But it is still very luxurious.
它的价格呀
Its price.
我发现丝毫没有受一年前命案的影响。
I found that it had not been affected at all by the murder a year ago.
跟大家汇报一下
I'd like to give you an update.
我在这里住了两晚
I stayed here for 2 nights.
一共花了6856元人民币
It cost a total of 6,856 Chinese yuan.
接下来给大家介绍一下李某个人的情况
Next, I will introduce the situation of Mr. Lai.
也正是他复杂的背景。
It was also his complex background.
让无数人相信本案不仅存在第三人。
Let countless people believe that this case not only involves a third party.
而且还有一个穷凶极恶的犯罪团伙作案。
In addition, a gang of criminals with a terrible reputation was involved.
据现有的公开资料
According to the available public information,
可知
It can be seen that
死者李某虽然年轻
The deceased Mr. Lai was young,
但生前就已积累了可观的财富
However, he had already accumulated a considerable fortune before his death.
可是李某的发家史似乎并不光彩。
However, Lai's history of making a living seems not to be glorious.
据知情人士爆料
According to sources,
李某本人就是靠诈骗起家的。
The perpetrator, Lai, started his career through fraud.
在十几岁的时候就开始坑蒙拐骗
Starting to cheat and deceive at the age of 15
用充值 Q 币的方式来搞些小动作
Use Q coins to do some small tricks
在社会上摔打了一阵子
After being beaten up in society for a while
就接触到了黑产
I came into contact with the black market
靠着给诈骗公司洗钱，收入便流水般激增。
With the influx of money from laundering for scam companies,
李某年纪轻轻就拥有了别人。
Lai, a young man, already had what others didn't.
几辈子也花不完的钱。
Enough money to spend for several lifetimes.
李某高调张扬。
Mr. Lai is arrogant and boastful.
生活也极尽奢侈
Life is very luxurious.
有网友找到李某早在18年已谪语鸿鹄
A netizen found that Lai had previously bought a rain umbrella.
一这个网名在贴吧上全款求购各类豪车的帖子
One, this username was used in a post on the forum where they were seeking to buy all kinds of luxury cars at full price.
其中不乏兰博基尼、保时捷这类顶级豪车。
There are also many Lamborghini and Porsche-like top luxury cars.
此时的李某年纪也不过16到19岁之间。
At this time, Mr. Lai was no more than 16 to 19 years old.
同龄的人
Same age.
恐怕这会儿还在花家里的零花钱。
I guess he's probably spending his parents' pocket money right now.
而且人们发现李某收藏的豪车中
In addition, people discovered that Lai had a collection of luxury cars.
有些车牌根本不是中国的
Some license plates are not from China
而是柬埔寨车牌
Instead of trading in Cambodian car plates
他在那边有什么生意吗
Does he have any business there?
还有一些身边人透露
Some of my friends have also revealed that
李某是币圈中人
Lai is a person in the cryptocurrency world.
也就是搞数字货币的。
That is, those who are involved in digital currency.
一说他搞数字货币。
He He was rumored to be involved in digital currency.
然后庞氏骗局坑了别人几百万。
Then the Ponzi scheme defrauded others for millions.
还有另外一种说法。
There is another way of saying it.
说他们这些人啊，都以炒币为幌子。
They say that these people are using the excuse of trading in cryptocurrencies.
实际上都是在帮东南亚电信诈骗集团洗钱。
In fact, they are all helping Southeast Asian telecommunication fraud groups to launder money.
说他卷钱跑路了。
He said he was running away with the money.
被仇家给追上了等等。
Being chased by enemies, etc.
反正总之具体细节我们无法查证。
Well, in short, we can't verify the specific details.
但至少可以得出两点结论。
However, at least two conclusions can be drawn.
第一
First,
李某确实非常有钱。
Mr. Li is indeed very rich.
而且来路不正。
And it comes from an illegitimate source.
第二
Second,
他有很多仇家，仇家恨不得对他杀之而后快。
He has many enemies, and they would gladly kill him.
因此
Therefore,
许多人认为李某将女友带到巴厘岛。
Many people believe that Li took his girlfriend to Bali.
不仅是度假
Not only for vacation.
同时也是为了躲避仇家。
At the same time, it was also to avoid enemies.
由此一个恐怖的猜测诞生。
This gave rise to a terrifying suspicion.
身上携带价值上百万美元加密货币的李某。
Li, who was carrying $1 million worth of cryptocurrency on his body.
为了躲避仇家。
To avoid enemies.
趁着五一假期学校放假。
Taking advantage of the May Day holiday, school is closed.
带女友到巴厘岛度假。
Take your girlfriend to Bali for a vacation.
他以为巴厘岛孤悬海外，远离柬埔寨。
He thought Bali was a remote island far away from Cambodia.
缅甸等是非之地。
Myanmar and other countries are in a state of chaos.
可万万没想到
Unexpectedly,
他们的行程早已被仇家掌握，仇家或仇家雇佣的当地黑恶势力。
Their itinerary has been known to enemies or local underworld figures hired by enemies.
通过酒店内部人员掌握了情侣二人的房间号4223。
The hotel staff learned the room number of the couple, which was 4223.
于是
So,
当天凌晨
That night,
几名凶手翻窗进入房间。
Several criminals climbed through the window and entered the room.
此时情侣二人浑身赤裸。
At this moment, the two lovers are naked.
正在洗澡。
I am taking a bath.
一名凶手勒住小程的脖子。
A killer strangled Zairo Cheng's neck,
并不断将他溺于缸中
and constantly keep him in the cylinder,
借此逼问李某手机中数字货币的账号密码。
Using this as an excuse, they interrogated Li about the account and password of his digital currency on his phone.
或许李某不从。
Maybe Li won't cooperate.
或许仇家为了报仇。
Perhaps the enemies are seeking revenge.
用打碎的酒瓶连续猛刺。
Use broken bottles to repeatedly stab.
李某。最后几名凶手得手后翻窗逃离。小程。
After the last few criminals escaped from the town, Li fled.
死在了浴缸中。
Died in the bathtub.
而李某用尽最后一丝力气爬出门外。
And Li used up his last bit of strength to crawl out of the door.
到走廊求救。
Go to the hallway for help.
最终也不幸身亡。
Eventually, he died.
这是外界对本案的各路猜测中最恐怖的一个版本。
This is the most terrifying version of all the speculations about this case from outside.
我们顺着这个猜测看下去，有没有什么端倪呢？
Let's see if there's anything we can find out from this.
有，在来到巴厘岛之前
Before coming to Bali,
李某曾经发过一条朋友圈
I once posted a status update on his social media.
内容是小程
The content is Zyru Chang.
希望你有朝一日能看清这个世界
I hope you can one day see the world clearly.
照顾好三只小猫和我妈。
Take care of the three kittens and my mother.
我尽力了。
I did my best.
蓝天二狗小心太狠了。
Blue sky dog, be careful too harsh.
这些话是什么意思？
What do these words mean?
如果光看前半句
If you only look at the first half,
我们还能读出点幸福的味道。
We can still taste the flavor of happiness.
李某在畅想未来啊。
Lai was fantasizing about the future.
希望将来结婚之后。
I hope that after getting married,
小程能懂事儿。
Zyru Chang is sensible.
贤惠一点。
A little more virtuous.
照顾全家等等。
Take care of the family and so on.
但话锋一转
However, the tone changed.
谁谁谁太狠了
Who is so ruthless?
明显给人的感觉就是动身去巴厘岛之前
The obvious feeling is that before setting off for Bali,
李某就已嗅到了危险的气息
I had already sensed the danger.
他希望自己一旦遭遇不测
He hopes that if he encounters misfortune,
小程能够照顾自己的母亲和猫咪。
Zyru Chang can take care of his mother and cat.
若如此
Excel,
他知道自己此行凶多吉少。
He knew that his trip was fraught with danger.
但没想到小程也会被牵连进来。
But I didn't expect that even this small town would be involved.
一同被杀害。
All were killed together.
能够佐证这一观点的是
This can be substantiated by
案发后有媒体采访了李某的母亲。
After the incident, a media outlet interviewed Lai's mother.
母亲无法接受印尼警方关于儿子先杀害女友再自杀的结论。
Mother cannot accept the conclusion that her son killed his girlfriend first and then committed suicide.
除了他认为儿子不会做这样的事之外
Besides, he thought his son wouldn't do such a thing.
更重要的是
More importantly,
母亲声称
Mother claimed
在案发前曾收到过儿子的求救信息和陌生号码的威胁。
Received threats from his son and an unknown number before the incident.
母亲声称
Mother claimed,
把这些情况都反映给了印尼。
I have informed Indonesia of these situations.
警方可从警方开完新闻发布会宣布结案后
After the police have held a press conference announcing that the case has been closed,
对方就再也不接自己的电话了。
The other person no longer answers their phone.
远隔重洋。
Cross the ocean.
母亲也没有任何办法。
Mother had no way out.
她表示自己精神已处在崩溃边缘。
He said that he was on the verge of a mental breakdown.
还时刻担心再有恐怖的威胁电话打来。
I'm constantly worried about getting another threatening phone call.
当然啊，这篇新闻报道一直都是母亲在谈儿子多么多么不容易。
Of course, this news report has always been about how difficult it is for mothers to raise their sons.
自己多么多么难过。
How sad I am.
只字未提儿子的发家史和一些所谓的黑色勾当。
He didn't mention his son's rise to fame or any of the alleged illegal activities.
所以可信度有多少呀？
So what's the credibility like?
也无法估计，除了币圈寻仇灭口说之外。
Also, it's impossible to estimate beyond the circle of online harassment and silencing.
同时也有人认为他们是遭遇了普通的劫财。
Some people also believe that they were victims of a common robbery.
比如李某在网上经常炫富啊。
For example, Li often shows off his wealth online.
早已被东南亚的犯罪集团盯上。
Already targeted by criminal groups in Southeast Asia.
对方
Fear
掌握了他们的行程
Mastered their itinerary.
上门行凶抢劫
Home invasion and robbery.
或者干脆就是酒店附近的一些闲散人员
Or simply some idle people around the hotel.
随机上门找有钱的客人作案
Randomly find wealthy customers to commit crimes.
他们二人倒霉撞上了等等。
They both got unlucky and ran into.
那么这个豪华五星酒店外围的情况是什么样的呢？
So, what is the situation like around this luxurious five-star hotel?
带大家看看酒店周围的情况。
Let's take a look at the surroundings of the hotel.
大家看酒店虽然非常豪华
Everyone, the hotel is very luxurious.
但是从酒店的大门出来之后啊
But after coming out of the hotel,
这边整个的街道啊有点像城中村的感觉
The streets here are a bit like those in old urban villages.
所以这边如果说比较乱的话
So, if things are a bit chaotic here
也是确实大家看这个海滩其实两边远处都是外人能过来的。
Also, it's true that everyone sees this beach and the distance on both sides is far away, so outsiders can come over.
属于一个公共海滩吧。
It belongs to a public beach.
这边是酒店的入口。
This is the hotel entrance.
所以说理论上外人从海边远处过来
So, theoretically, someone from outside coming from the beach
也是可以畅通无阻
Also, it can be used without any restrictions
进入到酒店区域内的
Enter the hotel area
从这里走
Go from here
就算你不是酒店的房客住户
Even if you are not a hotel guest or resident,
你回到酒店范围内
you return to the hotel area.
这里的服务人员是不会查你有没有卡的。往里走就去了
The service staff won't check if you have a card before entering.
死者的住处了
The place where the deceased lived.
当然啊，周边劫匪劫财这一猜测。
Of course, the speculation that the robbers were targeting nearby businesses for their cash.
我觉得基本可以排除。
I think it can be basically ruled out.
因为第一
，Because first,
警方宣称
，Police claim
两名遇害者的财物都没有丢失。
The belongings of the two deceased were not stolen.
第二
Second,
如果是入室抢劫盗窃
If it's a home invasion robbery,
一般不会下这么重的手
It's not usually this heavy.
所以我个人认为这些案件要么是传说中朝着李某手机中的账户来的
Personally, I think these cases are either the ones that were rumored to be targeting Lai's account on his phone.
要么就是警方的说法。
Either the police's statement.
没有第三人作案啊。
It wasn't a third person who committed the crime.
断不可能是周围的小偷劫匪。
It couldn't be the nearby robbers.
为了抢劫现金财物干的。
In order to rob cash and valuables.
由此。
Therefore.
我们可以推知巴厘岛情侣遇害案。
We can deduce that the couple from Bali were murdered.
无非就是两种可能。
There are only two possibilities.
要么是官方的说法。
Either it's an official statement.
李某和女友吵架，激情杀人。
Mr. Lai and his girlfriend had a heated argument, resulting in him killing her out of passion.
杀害女友后自残并自杀。
Murdering his girlfriend and then self-harming and committing suicide.
要么就是犯罪分子预谋作案。
Either they are premeditated criminals.
我们说凶案现场十分凌乱。
We said that the crime scene was very messy.
到处都是血迹和水渍。
There were blood stains and self-harm marks everywhere.
如果现场存在第三人甚至更多的人的话
Either there is a third person or more present on the scene
是一定会留下痕迹的
There will be traces left behind
一定会被法医和技术人员发现的
It will definitely be discovered by forensic experts and technicians
你不管怎么清理
No matter how you clean
也不可能清理得干净。
It's also impossible to clean it perfectly.
所以警方给出现场没有第三人存在的这个结论。
Therefore, the police concluded that there was no third person present at the scene.
要么确实没有第三人。
There is indeed no third person.
要么就是警方刻意隐瞒真相。
Either the police deliberately concealed the truth.
捏造事实不存在说啊犯罪分子太狡猾或警方能力不足。
There is no evidence of fabricated facts or the existence of criminals. The perpetrators are too cunning or the police have insufficient capabilities.
这种中间状况。
This intermediate state.
还有就是摄像头问题。
Another issue is the camera.
警方宣称走廊外的摄像头没有拍到可疑人员进入过房间。
Police stated that the cameras outside the hallway did not show any suspicious people entering the room.
除了两名死者之外
Besides the two deceased.
唯一就只有送餐的服务员短暂进去过。
The only person who entered was the delivery waiter.
而窗外那边不知是没有摄像头还是摄像头坏掉了啊。
And it seems like there are no cameras outside or the camera is broken.
没有办法拍到是否有人翻过这个房间的窗户。
There is no way to tell if anyone has climbed through the window of this room.
因此无法通过画面判断是否有第三人进入过房间。
Therefore, it is impossible to determine whether a third person has entered the room based on the image.
当然这里还要提一句。
However, I would like to add one more point here.
一些支持警方结论的人认为这起案件并没有那么复杂。
Some people who support the police's conclusion believe that this case is not so complicated.
现场确实找不到第三人存在的痕迹。
There is indeed no evidence of a third person being present.
李某杀害女友并自杀这个结论看似荒唐。
The conclusion that Lai committed murder and suicide seems absurd.
但确实是根据现场情况能推断出的最合理的解释了。
But it is indeed the most reasonable explanation that can be inferred from the on-site situation.
毕竟房间里又没有摄像头。
After all, there were no cameras in the room.
死人也不能说话。
The dead cannot speak.
一切只能根据现场情况来猜测。
All can only be guessed based on the situation.
只是可惜，巴厘岛警方至今也没有再给出更多的与本案有关的细节。
Unfortunately, the Barley police have not yet provided any further details related to this case.
而且看起来未来也不打算再继续调查或公布其他相关信息了。
And it seems that there are no plans to continue investigating or disclosing other related information in the future.
毕竟已经宣布结案了。
After all, it has already been announced that the project is closed.
盖棺论定，巴厘岛在地球的另一边。
The verdict on Barley is on the other side of the earth.
远隔重洋。
Across the ocean.
相隔万里。
Miles apart.
我们这边也没有任何办法能督促、催促他们继续调查。
We have no way to urge them to continue investigating.
无独有偶。
Similarly,
本案发生六个月后。
Six months after the incident occurred.
2023年11月8日。
November 8, 2023.
中国网红仲尼也在巴厘岛游泳时溺亡，在自己生日那天不幸遇难。
The Chinese internet celebrity Zhang Nai also drowned while swimming in Barley on his birthday.
半年之内
Within six months,
巴厘岛连续两次登上热搜。
Barley has topped the search list twice in a row.
最后还是要提醒大家
Finally, I want to remind everyone that
外出旅游
Going on a trip,
一定要提前做好功课。
Make sure to do your homework in advance.
注意安全。
Pay attention to safety.
就连我这次去之前都是提前托孤才放心出发的。
Even before I left, I had to arrange for someone else to take care of my children.
巴厘岛的落日很美，美得令人沉醉。
The sunsets in Barley are so beautiful that they captivate you.
只是可惜，许多事情的真相。
Unfortunately, many things are not what they seem.
就像这夕阳一样。
Like this sunset.
要永远地沉入海底。
To forever sink into the sea.
往逝者安息。
May the deceased rest in peace.
不知道大家更倾向于哪种猜测呢
？Which guess do you prefer？
大家认为
？Everyone thinks that
本案存在第三人吗
？This case involves a third party。
欢迎评论区探讨。
Welcome to discuss in the comments section。
谢谢。
Thank you。
大家，咱们下期见。
Everyone, see you next time.